Yeah, the lads wanted to do that. They were very keen, so... Yeah.
So, I mean, what's your immediate emotion?
I'm just disappointed for the lads. They've worked so hard all year and, you know, get to this final game. You know, again, we've had some challenges this year. But I can be completely honest, my overriding emotion is pride. I'm proud of these lads. They've been absolutely brilliant. It's been up against it at times, and the way they've just, you know, rolled up their sleeves and cracked on has been an absolute testament to themselves. Yeah. Brilliant.
And of course, it was your last game in charge. Yeah. You've had a fantastic run of success here. You must be very proud of your own achievement.
I've really enjoyed my time at Yorkshire. It's a wonderful club, great people. Mm. I'm gonna miss everyone. There's no doubt. I'm gonna miss the club. But things come to an end, I suppose. But I'm going to miss everyone. I'm going to miss the job. It's a great role. And I wish whoever takes on that role all the success. If they can have half as much fun as I've had, then they'll have a great time.
And a bit of a tear in your eye today as you walk around?
Yeah, a little bit. It probably hasn't quite sunk in, but, you know, maybe after I have a couple of quiet ones and up in the dressing room, maybe I'll sit back and reflect a bit more. But, look, I'm still just obviously right now. I'm just disappointed at the loss. However, well played Middlesex. They've played really good cricket all summer, and very deserving champions.
Had to be a very good side to beat you, didn't they? You know, you wouldn't sort of lie down and die in the game. You sort of took it right to the...
We hung in there and hung in there, and even yesterday when we managed to get to 350 against the odds there. So we hung in as long as we could. We just couldn't quite get over the line, but lads have been brilliant. I'm very proud of them. It's just a shame we couldn't get over the line today.
Can I just ask about the actual chase, how that was sort of engineered?
Well, Gailey and James Franklin were just to and fro-ing, running across the corridor all the time, and going back and forth, speaking to their teammates, and maybe they were chatting to their coaches, and Gailey was chatting to us, and at the end of the day, so mate, come up with what you think is a fair and reasonable chase, and at the end of the day, if we draw the game, we finish third. If we lose the game, we finish third. So. It's a no-brainer. You have to go for it. So, and we did.
And quick run scoring, didn't seem very easy on that pitch.
No, lads found it a little bit of a challenge, but. You know, we just felt if we, you know, one of the top three had gone and got a score, potentially that could have helped us. But, you know, the lads put in the shift. They worked hard. They looked to put pressure back on the Middlesex bowlers. And we showed glimpses, but we just didn't have enough of a block of runs to get us over the line there.
If you could pinpoint anything from the season as to why it's slipped away from you this year compared to the last two seasons, is there anything?
We found ourselves, every second innings that we played all summer, 60 for three or worse. So that's something that we could be better, and we've identified that. You know, the top five probably need to, and you know, as in all cricket, the top five need to do the bulk of the scoring and do the bulk of the work. And you know, I think that the strength of our middle order throughout the season was able to bail us out a number of occasions, but we showed, and I think against Somerset last week, it was shown we were exposed when the bottom, middle and bottom order didn't do that job. We got bowled out without a batting point. So, you know, I think, you know, they're the little areas that I think, you know, can be worked on moving forward.
What's the feeling at the end of 5 years? Trophy-laden years, two titles.
Yeah,
how do you feel on a personal level?
It's been a lot of fun, Ali. I love my job. And that's not going to change. I'll miss my job, but it's the right time. I'll probably reflect on it a bit more later on. But at the moment, I'm still spewing. We lost, really. I hate losing, but. But look, fair play to Middlesex. I think they've had a wonderful summer. They've played, good, hard, consistent cricket, and they're very richly deserving champions.
What do you think you'll miss most?
I miss the people that I work with, the support staff, the players, everyone in the office. That's what I'll miss. people I work with, plain and simple. It's been an absolute pleasure. It's been an honour to be head coach at Yorkshire, but it's time to move on.
What does a game like this say about the health of the county championship? It's been a cracking game.
It has been a very good game, and look, county, I'm a huge fan. I've always been a massive fan of county cricket, and it is in good shape. And it just showed today. It was a fantastic crowd here. I don't know how many people were here, but it was a bloody good crowd. A lot of people following it on various media streams. Everyone wants to know what a county score is. Everyone wants to keep up to date with their county, even if they can't attend in person. They're listening on the radio or they're following it on social media. It's a great game. People love it. I'm certainly one of them.
Would one of your parting messages be don't ignore county cricket, don't sideline?
Oh, no, absolutely. We all know that, and it won't. I don't think it'll be sidelined. I know there's a lot of talk in cricket circles in the UK about county cricket being a backseat. No, I don't think that's the intention at all. I think that just the administrators are working really hard to try and improve the game. So, I think it just need to put a little bit of faith, a little bit of trust in them, and to make good decisions. Because at the end of the day, they want what's best for English cricket as well.
More days like today.
Look, from a pure entertainment point of view, you want this is about as good as it gets. We're on the wrong side of it. That happens, but for pure entertainment, it's pretty hard to top this, I would have thought.